Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. You can tune in to 93.3 Classic Hits this Saturday for MTSU football. The Blue Raiders will kick off at 5 on the road against New Mexico State with pregame coverage with Joe and Chip Walters at 4 o'clock. Coverage also available on the 93.3 Classic Hits app and 93.3ClassicHits.com. And speaking of the Blue Raiders, we say hello now to the head coach at MTSU, Rick Stocksdale. He's on the line with us. I feel like it's been forever because your team's been off forever, and I know you're chomping at the bit to get back on. Coach, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I know we talked about this schedule earlier in the year that you had these string of Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and I mean, it's been several weeks now since you've actually played a football game. October 17th at Liberty, and now you'll finally get back on the field. Have you obviously used this time to heal up, but what else have you tried to accomplish with your football team with the extended time off?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, that was a tough stretch. And, you know, 5 games in 25 days. And I would say this, if we won all those games or we lost all those games. So it's not like I'm, you know, mad because we lost. You know, 5 and 25, that's hard on these guys. You know, it's hard on anybody, physically, mentally, you know, academically, that, you know, all that stuff when you throw it on. That was a hard stretch. And, you know, so, and then these 18 days off, you know, that's unprecedented, you know. So I think we needed the time off as much mentally as we did physically, because there was so much on their plate, you know, in a short period of time. So we took, after the Liberty game, they had 3 or 4 days off, and we came back and practiced 4 or 5 days, had a day off, came back and practiced, and then Sunday we got in normal game week routine. So coaches were out recruiting, so we've used it, you know, as much our players to try to, you know, re-energize themselves mentally, try to help get back physically as much as we can, and then coaches use it to be on the road recruiting some.
When you look at your season and you look at a handful of games that, you know, were close. I mean, you end up losing them, but they're very close, could go either way. Do you use maybe the plays that didn't go your way that could have been the turning point in the game? Do you use those as coaching points to try and continue to get better with these last four, and knowing that, you know, bowl eligibility is still on the line? Or is it simply, hey, that's in the past, we can only control the future?
No, I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, you can't dwell on it, but, you know, we've had 3 one-score losses, and I went back, I've gone through it, you know, with the team. We talk about it all the time, but, you know, you lose to Missouri by 4 points, 5 points, whatever it was, and you did not turn the ball over. You lose a one-score game to Colorado State, and you turn it over twice in the second half. You lose, you turn it over 4 times in the second half to Jacksonville State. You turn it over 3 times in the second half to Liberty. You go into that game, it's tied going into the fourth quarter, and you got two fourth quarter turnovers. You know, so as you critique the season, I've tried to tell them that, you know, we've not done a good job in some games of protecting the ball, and we've not done a very good job of with sudden change defense. You know, when we've turned it over, we haven't been able to get stops. And then, you know, you look at the Liberty game, the two things that stand out to me is, you know, the 3 second-half turnovers and then giving up 400 yards rushing. And if you play defense and somebody does that, you know, you should be embarrassed. And we were embarrassed. You know, so if we can if we correct those things, you know, we give ourselves a chance. And like I said, we didn't turn it over at Missouri, and we gave ourselves a chance. And You know, so we've talked about it. We've worked on those things. We've worked on sudden change, you know, defensively, all that stuff. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, we protect the ball better this week. And yeah, we had five defensive linemen out against Liberty, but that's no excuse. You know, we still got to find a way to stop people. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, we know New Mexico State's going to run the ball. That's their MO, and take shots at us on the back end. So we got to do a great job of stopping the run and keeping the ball in front of us defensively and then protecting the ball offensively.
We're talking to MTSU head football coach Rick Stockstill here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And, Coach, you know, I've seen every game, and I know what this team is made out of. I know what you're made of, the staff is made of, and it's not a 2-6 football team. And now you had that break, 17 days to kind of reflect. What's been the most frustrating, and you don't have to give me a long answer, just what's the most frustrating part when you look at these first eight games?
Probably that, Joe, that we've gotten beat by ourselves more than the opponent. You know, Alabama beat us, Missouri beat us, some of those other ones. If we just protect the ball, if we, you know, don't give up a big play, we stop the run better defensively, you know, we got a chance to win those games. And, you know, when you have 3 1-score losses, it's easy to reflect back and say, dang, if we had just done this a little bit better, talking about us, you know, we might have come out with a win, you know. You know, so that's been the frustrating part, you know, as much as anything.
You know, when I look back the last two Saturdays watching a lot of college football, I get fired up. I'm like, God, this is great. Do you think your boys got fired up being off these last two Saturdays? Like, you know what? We need to get back out there. We're chomping at the bit because I know you and your staff are.
Yeah, you know, we practiced last Saturday. They had one Saturday off, and we practiced last Saturday. And, you know, so, yeah, they're hungry. They're hungry. They're, you know, defensively, they're embarrassed, you know, giving up 42 points and 400 yards rushing at Liberty. Offensively, we're embarrassed, you know, turning the ball over 3 times in the second half in a close ball game. You know, so we're hungry to get out there and, you know, try to get that taste, so to speak, out of your mouth and, you know, play better than what we did the last time out.
You guys take on New Mexico State this Saturday out in Las Cruces, New Mexico. You said they like to run the football. I've watched quite a few of their football games. That's a good football team, coach, out there. They've turned it around, and that's going to be a test for you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, it's obviously they're, you know, they're 6-3, and they've played 9 games, and you know, their quarterback he's not going to wow you, you know, with a bunch of, you know, PlayStation statistics, all that kind of stuff. But he's a tough competitor. He's a winner. We've got to do a really good job of, you know, stopping him in the run game. And, you know, he throws the deep ball really good. And he's going to take his shots deep, run, take a shot deep. And we've got to play disciplined football on the back end. And we got to, you know, he gets a lot of his yards off pre-designed run, quarterback runs, but he gets a lot of it also off scrambles. You know, so if we get our hands on him in the pocket, we got to get him down on the ground because he's going to fight, you know, his guts out tooth and nail to get away from you. So I love his competitiveness.
It's going to be a fun time, Coach. I'm really looking forward to you guys getting out there. Excited to travel out there, and we'll get a big win on Saturday. Coach, as always, you know, I thank the world of you. Thank you for this, and I'll see you this weekend.
Appreciate you guys, Joe. And, Chase, y'all have a great week.
Thanks, Coach. You too. Coach Rick Stockstill joining us, head coach of the MTSU Blue Raiders. And, again, they will take on New Mexico State coming up on Saturday with our coverage beginning on 93.3 Classic Hits. Starting at 4.
Yes, we have some breaking news regarding Lipscomb Academy. We'll tell you exactly what this is. You know, there's already been an injunction filed. Well, the court has ruled. What do they rule on? Well, we'll tell you when we come back.
Breaking news out of the NFL, too. So we'll hit both of those things coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.